So, morning, everybody. Is anybody out there? I don't know what happened to everybody. Anyway, Baruch morning.
Morning.
I don't know what happened to everybody else. There was a whole bunch of people out there. They've disappeared. Okay. Well, there's Menashe's back. I don't know where Israel's gone. Anyway, listen, okay, it's the three of us. After yesterday, I'm surprised there's even three of us. And it gets worse. I'm just going to read and translate. Any malagid on what we're going to see now. Each person must take away from this what you want. I can't. I'm so far from these things myself. That's why I keep learning the Sefer. Hopefully, a little bit will go in. So this is what he wrote, and this is what he says, and this is what we have to go through. It's in the Sefer. I'm not going to leave the shtickel out. Each person has to know what to do with it themselves. You have to be a mature adult and know what to do here with this piece. It's sort of coming towards the end of what he's been speaking about. And you'll see it evolving. If a person could live like this, it would be awesome. It's not a simple story. And we have to, what have I done here? Oh, there we go. Okay. And we have to, person has to see how what you do with this. So that's what I'm telling you. I take no responsibility for what's written here. The avoid a cachet, but it's true. It's just it's whatever. Okay. From the bottom of Kuf Chavtes, Lisaneg al Hashem. Yeah, we all yet to Lisaneg al Hashem, Marpshat. Adam Machapes Ochel, who Adam Raev. When a person's looking for food, it's because he's hungry. He has a need. He's got a taiva for something. Adam Shesover, someone who's satisfied. Person doesn't go looking for his happiness outside. First, we have to instill into ourselves that you need to know that there's no one more, no one is more spiritual, more simcha, more happiness in the whole world than us. Anu bonim l'Hashem Elokeinu. Anachnu, we bonim l'Hashem Elokeinu. That's enough. You have to sit and meditate there on for a few weeks, just what that means. Hu yisparach habayru mani kol habruim. And this Hashem that we are the sons of is bayru mani get kol habruim. He's everything. Hu also esev yase kol hamasim. He made, will make, and does make everything. In infinite. He's waiting for us, and he wants us, and he loves us, and he cares for us. Whatever this means, this is hard to. We don't change anything in Hashem. If you're a tzaddik, what do you give him? You don't give him anything. But there is a musag mitzideinu, not mitzido. Mitzideinu, there's a okay. Beloshen ours. There's more to speak about here, well, not now. What it means that what we do down here affects Hashem, that he gets sameach, he gets sad when we don't do what he wants him to do. Not for now. If we would internalize all of this, then your heart would be full of simcha all the time. Then you wouldn't have to turn to the things that the street offers us. What the advertisements and the papers and the Rehov, what the Rehov offers us, wouldn't mandien us because I have everything I need. There's nothing out there that could give me pleasure because I have everything I need already. We're not lacking anything. Lo chaseh klum. Nemar aleinu says about us, atem kruim Adam. We called Adam. Vayna umas oilem korim Adam. Game anu b'idotenu v'alkach shezachinu l'tzelem elokim. We overwhelmed with pride in the fact that we're a yid, that I'm a yid. I have tzelem elokim. Tzelem elokim, wow. If you understand what tzelem elokim is, you'll be blown away. Tzelem elokim doesn't mean you look like Hashem. You know, you got 2 eyes, he's got 2 eyes. Tzelem elokim means you got bechira. Tzelem Elokim means Chaya Oilam Nota B'Sochenu, the life of the world. Whatever goes on in the world is in our hands. We control the world. It's true, by the way. these conspiracy theories about, you know, the Jews trying to take over the world, whatever. We don't have to take it over. It's ours. We do control the world. Maseilas Yesharim says it mefurish. When a Jew does what he's supposed to do, he's noted to the whole world the tzad tov. When he's not supposed to do something and he does it, he's noted to the whole world, to the tzad ra. The Nefesh HaChaim says it even further. He says, for every maisa, machshova, or dibu, or tov that a person does, he builds veilomois. And the opposite also true, chas v'chilinim, is machri veilomois. That's tzelem elokim. Tzelem elokim means bechira. We're responsible. As macha selanu. Tov lanu bebeiteinu, kefi shenema, shifti bebeis Hashem. Tov lanu le Shabbos, betzile demusa, lezaneng, alziv ha-shchina. We have a Shabbos, we have a shifti bebeis Hashem. That's wherever you are, by the way. Zu avas b'tzave b'tanugim, the pleasure and the love that we get from being with Hashem. Tov lanu b'kir mitzvoy sov u'b'asiyas u'tzayna shel Hashem. It's good. We keep mitzvahs. We do the rotzon of Hashem. It's good. I don't need anything more. But what are you talking about? You haven't been to Dubai. Do you know what you're missing? If you haven't been to Dubai, you're not alive. Bali. I can't wait to get. I'm not saying don't go to Dubai. You want to go to Dubai? Go to Dubai. I don't know. I've got other places I would rather go to. I also have my Yetzirah to travel. You want to go to Dubai? Go to Dubai. But if you don't go to Dubai, you haven't lived. No, you have lived. You're living. It's gewaldig. What's missing? It's not about going to Dubai, not going to Dubai, traveling or not traveling, or no, it's not about that. It's about we feel chosa, we feel lacking, we feel small because we don't have all these tiny gim of the ruchov. It's a mistake at the shayrish of understanding of who I am. Well, what are you looking for pleasures in broken barrels where you know they don't provide proper pleasure? If the pleasures of the world provide a genuine pleasure, then explain to me why all the people in the world are so miserable and depressed and taking so much antidepressants. They've got access to the whole Goyisha world, yeah? The Goyim have access to the whole Goyisha world, as they should be the happiest people in the world. That's what the Yetzirah tells us. If only you had what they've got, wow, would you be happy? But you see, they're miserable. As Samashullah, Mr. Depo, no, there's something lacking here. Everything's mamtakim, sweet, delicious. What is this? That's chikum achmadim, that's the kulum machmad and kulum mamtakim. Zeh doidi, zeh roi. That's my doidi, that's my beloved, that's my roi, that's my best friend. Keshenilman lechaven es mabeteinu, elo isha nitzchi. When we train ourselves, this takes training. You want to become a professional at this, you have to train yourself at this. When you mechaven, when you aim your perspective of reality into the eternal happiness that we have. Keshenilman lizboinan pnima al tocheinu. When you learn to go inside yourself and to meditate on who you are inside. You start looking at yourself inside. You'll be shocked to realize how much oinig, how much pleasure there is in just living a Torah life. Odd palm, like I said yesterday, that doesn't mean cutting yourself from all the physical world. That's not our goal. We get involved in the physical world. Even Shabbos, which is Kulu Kodesh, Shabbos, which is Yom Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, which is Kulu Kodesh, which has no shaykhus to the physical world, Bichlal, as there's a lot of physical tanugim there. Even sleeping on Shabbos becomes a mitzvah. You know, getting into a coma for an hour is a mitzvah on Shabbos. Why? Because there's a tainug, there's a pleasure in that. Hashem doesn't want us to menatek from the physical pleasure. The body comes along for the journey as well. The body comes along also. In Shumbaya, if you try and menatek from your goof, you already blow up. That's not our job. Nilmad at kama mitzvahs v'halichoseyen miguvenesayin. Each Yom Tov with its essence, with its minagim, with its the way you conduct yourself. Each one tastes different. Each one is unbelievable. You can go on and on and on. Chanukah now. How many Dvar Torahs can you have on Chanukah? How much understanding can you get about yourself? About the world, about yourself. There's just so much. It's endless. Endless, you just keep coming back, and there's more and more and more. But there's a nifle of a neira. Bepurim smeichim ad lo yodo. Bepesach kaimus tchusha chayrus nifla. Just to be freed up to do what you're supposed to do. The feeling of chayrus where the bechiri is actualized. Beshuas yishne kabbalas apeira ba'ave beyiru. Betisha bav mizablim al mesois libeino. Even Tisha B'Av has its all gilu of Hashem in the world. If you find it then, you work in it, then it takes a lot of work. But then you're not lacking anything, you have everything. Pam Shol Yehudi. This is an old question. Ma chesiron im Shabbos Kodesh nimayen bi'iton kol shu? Oinek Shabbos. You might have heard this question worded slightly differently. The children ask it about other things. Ma baya, if I look in the newspaper, kosher newspaper, not talking, God forbid, about something. The kosher newspapers, I'm not even talking about. Firstly, not a secular newspaper. Nothing about the New York Times weekend edition. You know, no, we're talking about a nice kosher newspaper. Ma baya, if I look in the newspaper on Shabbos. That's my next Shabbos. It's a tshuva nitain lasbir b'moshel. Give you a moshel. Moshel. Poshet moshel. If you don't agree, you don't have to agree. You have a chassan on the day of his chuppah, yeah? Who mit karevo cheda yichud. They're on the way to the cheda yichud, yeah? Everyone's dancing, they're walking there with his new color, they're going to the cheda yichud, and there's all the noise around him, whatever. Now he gets to the cheda yichud, right? He says to his kala, sorry, just one second, you go in and do what you have to do. I just posh it. I haven't looked at the news, the newspaper today, you know, and I need to look at the newspaper dechuf. They'll tell me, what's wrong with reading a newspaper? But everyone understands you can't behave like that. That you're lacking a basic human quality. There's something wrong with a person like that, right? As he gets into the Yichud room, I'll go even further, never mind a newspaper. If you would open up a Gemara at that stage, there would be something wrong with you. Yeah? Shocked, no? Yeah, you just got married. You're going to the Cheder Yichud. What are you supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be talking to your color, right? You're supposed to be relating to her. That's the normal human thing to do. And he's busy Maya, and she's saying to him, and he's learning Gemara. You know, it's Gevaldik. You're missing the plot here completely. What? But what's wrong with that? Is anything wrong with learning Gemara? No, there's nothing wrong with learning Gemara, but the when and how. Same with the newspaper. Nothing wrong with looking in a newspaper. Maybe there isn't. I don't know. That's not the nose. About now? Nikorim kan choiseich patyut v'choise anushiut. You're lacking a basic human quality. It's a disconnect from reality that you can't imagine. In the Yichud room, you take out a newspaper. You've lost it. You're not in touch with reality. What does it say? It says, I don't makshiv you. You're not important to me. Right now, the newspaper is more important to me than you. That's what he's saying, no? Tell me if I'm wrong.
Rav Sher. There's a big difference, though. I mean, come on. Shabbos is like every week, and we can't be on our way to the Cheder Yichud every hour. It's like, come on, how much do you want me to be like on my game here? Like, I need some downtime. Really, I have to be 24/7, you know, all the time?
Are you asking in real, ideal, or process?
Real.
Yeah,
I know this is ideal.
Well, slowly. We're describing an ideal here. Yeah, and you're asking questions in real.
Yeah.
You have to know what the ideal is. Before you start anything, you need to know what the ideal is. You need to know where you're headed towards. You need to know what the correct hashkafa is.
I find the ideal sometimes a little depressing when it's like so far away from the real. Like, come on.
Excellent. Brilliant. I'm glad you raised that. Okay, it's fine. I just want to, if with your permission, I just want to finish this and then we'll go into discussion about real ideal process. I see it needs a refurbish.
No, simcha level, I know.
Let's see. No. I'm glad you raised that because that's more odd lenukuda. I started off today saying, I'm going to read this and go through it. You do what you want with it because, yeah, but we need to understand what you just said. The ideal is depressing me because they're really so far from the ideal. Okay, great. Brilliant. That's exactly the problem. Okay, let's see. I just want to read the last two lines, or three lines, and then we'll come back to that. I want to deal with that. Chaval, we don't have more time for that, but hopefully we'll cover it in the 10 minutes we have left. V'chein ben yoneinu, k'shanu boim li'ishyachin ma'kodesh boruch hu b'shabbos kodesh. On Shabbos kodesh, that's what you're doing. Those of you that come to the Friday morning vod, you'll start seeing that that's what Shabbos kodesh is about. It's about the unbelievable opportunity that you get on Shabbos. The kedusha on Shabbos allows us to mityached im ha'kodesh boruch hu. It's a zilzul in the it's not a problem with the newspaper. If you read the newspaper before Shabbos, after Shabbos, ain't shumbaya baze. But not in the cheder, or not when you're with your color, in the cheder yichud, or your mother's come to visit you for the first time in 6 months. And you put her on the couch and you sit there reading the newspapers. There's a gam law, you understand, the zilzul. Because you're Yavin. When a Jew understands, this we're going to come to now, lives constantly with Hashem, he would never think of turning to other things when he's with Hashem. What's going on in the world, what's going on in China, what's going on here. There's another problem for finding out too much about what's going on in the world. Is it desensitizes you to what you're supposed to be sensitive to. If you're listening to the news, you know, after a few months of listening to the news every day, you could eat breakfast while you're listening to the news. Normal people couldn't do that. It'd be impossible to listen to the news and then eat for a week after listening to the news. Today, I can eat while I'm listening to the news. What happened to me? It's becoming sensitive. Knowing too much just desensitizes you. You know, Hitler said it, Yemach Shmoy. He said, 100,000 Jews getting killed is a tragedy. 6 million, it's just a statistic. And he was right. He was 100% right. 100% right. Because 6 million, you're just so desensitized to it, so it just becomes a number. It's just a statistic. No one's going to bother about that. You know? That's. I remember when the first person, Rahman al-Islam, died from corona in this country. Wow, it was big news. Everyone was talking about it. When 3,000 people they noticed died, no one even noticed it. It just kind of like went through. It just kind of went past. Sort of fizzled pot. 3,000 people? 3,000 almonas, the yusaimim, parents, people sitting shiva, funeral, 3,000? No, that's a statistic. 1, 2, 10, 15, 20. Wow, that's a tragedy. You're just becoming sensitive to it. Every day you open up, you see 1.5 million people died, 2 million people died, whatever, every day, you know. More people died in America yesterday than died in the Twin Towers. Doesn't mazize us anymore because it's just a statistic. You become desensitized to reality. That stomach problem of being too much involved with the world. But then we're saying something else here. Okay, fine. So now we know the ideal. It's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. You have to be with Hashem all the time. You need to be completely connected. And we understand that that's an ideal. And I've said that all the time. When you're learning Hashkafa Sefer, then for sure it's telling you the ideal. It's not telling you the real. The real, and by the way, that's 100% Torah. The in the world of ideal, that's always 100% Torah, because that's the ideal. Now we have a real. Real is about me. Real is about me finding out who I am, where I am, of course, in relation to the ideal. Yeah? And then you develop a process of how you're going to close that gap. Now, the problem is like this. Usually, the gap between real and ideal is humongous. What we just described now is like, I don't know, for me, for Baruch, certainly, he said it. I don't know about everybody else, but it's a very far ideal. Yeah, and if you don't have children at home, you know, usually we have children, you're dealing with real life situations on Shabbos. You're dealing with noisy neighbors, you're dealing with this. There's a lot of stuff going on Shabbos. You're dealing with kids, with sick kids, God forbid, with all the stuff going on the Shabbos table. It's not exactly like it's written in the books, you know. There's a real world happening here. And Abim is benigning and Hashem and completely in the sort of like meditative, you know, Tanug Hashem, Baba, there's avoided mod kashe, mod musubach and mod kashe. So you look at the ideal and you look at who you are and where you're holding and you get depressed. You know why? Because you think that the ideal is a goal to be attained. And it's not. It's not. It's not. And I'll prove it to you. Because I'd like you to tell me how you're going to get from real to ideal. Tell me how you're going to get from real to ideal. If you tell me the ideal is a goal that you have to attain, tell me how you're going to do it. If Hashem demands that from you, well, then you can do it. So do it. Go ahead and do it. Where you are now. So you can't. All you can do now, and that's all you're supposed to do. The person doesn't have to do more than he can do now. Hashem never demands of a person to do more than what he's able to do now. What can I do now to close the gap? Yeah, but it's going to be insignificant. It's so small. Nachinami, that's always the Yetzirah. When Hashem says, Pischulu Pesach kechudu shel machet veftach la Pesach kulam, when Hashem says, open for me a little pinprick and I'll open for you a big gate, we don't open the pinprick. You know why? Because that's the Yetzirah. It says, nah, that's so small. It's insignificant. It's not anything. You know, if you wanted to be a billionaire, the chances of you becoming a billionaire are effes. You know why? Because if someone would offer you $100 to do something, you tell him $100, $1 billion, it doesn't close the gaps. It's lo shaveli. You would never do it. You'd never ever make any money because whatever anybody offered you would be too small because it's just too far from the goal. If you just loved money and you wanted to make money, you'd become a billionaire. You know why? Because God offers you $10. You get out of bed and you take the $10. And then another thing comes along and there's $100. You would do that. And slowly, you'd accumulate the money. But if your holy grail is $1 billion, so then $5 just doesn't get onto the radar screen. You wouldn't take the $5. You wouldn't make the effort to get the $5. You'd never make anything. Our job is not to get to the ideal. Our job is to take one small step out of real in the direction of the ideal. The ideal represents a direction finder. That's all it represents. What about all the other things that I'm not doing that he said? Hashem will wait for you. Hashem has unbelievable patience for you to get to where you have to get to. You do what you can do. Yeah, but it's so small. You're right. But what about all the other broken pieces? You know, from let's say there's 1,000 steps from where I'm to where I need to get to. So I just took one step, maybe two steps. Yeah. What about the other 989 steps or whatever? The lobaya sheli. That's Hashem's problem. He has to take care of that. And Hashem will wait for you. What happens is, and this is what happened in the world before, you look at that real, you look at that deal, and you get depressed. So what do you do? What do you do? So usually what people do is they lower their ideal. That's reform. You just lower the ideal. No, that's not really what it means. It means that when you're reading the paper, then once every hour for 30 seconds, you think about Hashem. That's really the ideal. You close the ideal to come closer to your real. So that we're not allowed to do. We don't fiddle with Hashem's Torah. The other thing people do, you might have seen this in the Baal Teshuva yeshivas, if you ever went to them or whatever, is you pray, or you might have done this yourself, is you project yourself further along the path than you really are. You start externally dressing and behaving like you're already way down the path. You've seen that. That looks a bit funny. Yeah, it looks weird. Yeah, it comes out a bit strange where the guy really thinks he's holding by, 24/7 being Dovuk in Hashem. Yeah, and then he doesn't swallow his food properly because he doesn't want to have pleasure from the physical world. So he chokes on his food because he doesn't chew it properly. These are true stories, by the way. A true story about a guy in one of the Baal Teshuva yeshivas who one of the rabbonim went in and found this guy choking. He didn't understand what it was. He'd been there for 3 days and he'd heard about this, precious and not getting pleasure from the world. So he didn't want to get pleasure from his food. So he wasn't chewing it. He was swallowing the chicken whole. I mean, most yeshivas, even chewing the chicken could be dangerous. But I'm saying, you see what you do? You project yourself further down the path. We have to close that gap. No, you don't have to close the gap. You can live with the gap. The gap's fine. The gap between real and ideal doesn't bother me. It's not my domain. My domain is where I am and how am I going to take one step out of where I am in the direction of where I need to go to. Because that's what Hashem wants from me. And that's where the Yetzirah climbs in and says, no, that's not what Hashem wants from you. I don't know, Yosef, I think Yosef's out there. Where's Yosef? Yosef's there. Yeah, Yosef's there. So Yosef got up one morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. I gave a share in Toronto. There was 9 o'clock in Toronto the night before. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, anyway, Yosef got up and he came to the share. So in that share, I said, are we doing for time? Yeah, we got time. You know, spiritual growth is marshaled to a step ladder. You know, Yaakov Avinu saw the ladder. It was standing on the ground and the head of the ladder went into Shemaim. Yeah. So there's a thing called exponential growth in Yiddishkeit. I can't get into the whole story now. If somebody wants to listen to that shiur, I might even give him the shiur here in the base midrash one to the breakfast shiur. Ani lo zocher. But there's a thing called exponential growth in Yiddishkeit and spirituality. So let me ask you a question. If you had a stepladder, Hashem put a stepladder in your turf, yeah? With 1,000,000 rungs. Listen carefully to the story. You have a stepladder with 1,000,000 rungs. How many steps would you have to take to get to the top of the ladder? That's a simple grade one question, right? 1,000,000. Sure. For sure. Nachon? Yosef, how many steps would you have to take to get to the millionth rung at the top of the ladder? Where's Yosef?
Is it 10, I'm Rabbi?
I'm here.
If Rabbi said 10, no, but you're close. Yosef, no. If you would take 10 steps, you would get to the 1,024 step. If you would take 20 steps, you would get to a million. You would take 40 steps, you'd get to a million. If you took 100 steps, and this I learned that night, that morning, you would get to one with 30 zeros. You can Google what it's called. He told us what it's called. It's called a Nino million or something, whatever. I don't know, but that's what it is, yeah? That's called exponential growth. I can't go into the whole story now, but I'll just give it to you very quickly. 2 × 2 × 2 × 2 × 2 × 10 is 1,024. If you go from 10 to 11, how many steps have you taken? Well, you double from 1,000 to 24 to 2,048. You've gone 1,024. That's from step 10 to 11. If you go from step 20 to 21, it's just over a million. That's exponential growth. That's what exponential growth does. You can do the math yourself afterwards, okay? You'll tell me what's this got to do with Yiddishkeit. So I'll tell you, that's a Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Tainus. We learned that from the Shukshel Chamorim. You know, the famous Gemara with Hillel, where a person, the Gemara says that somebody who learned his Perek 101 times is called an Oivet, and someone who only learned it 100 times is called an Einu Oivet. So Bahai said, I don't understand. Just because he learned one more time, he's called an Eni Oivet? So he'll say, yeah, go learn from the Shukshel Chamorim. Go learn from the donkey drivers, the transport company. What do you learn from the donkey drivers? You learn that if you go one pass, you go 10 passer. If you hire them to go 10 passer, it costs you 1 zuz. If you go 11 passer, it costs you 2 zuz. They don't add on a little bit extra, it doubles. So if Dessler points out, we learn from the Shukshel Chamorim, exponential growth. In spiritual growth, the difference between 100 to 101 is 1 with 30 zeros. If you put the guy who learned the Perek 100 times next to the guy who did 101 times, the guy with 101 times, he's standing in no trillion spaces away from the guy who only learned it 100 times. They're both tzaddikim. But the difference between the guy who did it once and the guy who did it 100 times is a million. The guy who did it once to the guy who did it 20 times is a million. You can't compare. So when you take one small step out of real towards ideal, you're in the world of exponential growth. It's very important to remember this. Because if you take one step, you're on rung one. When you take two steps, you go to rung two. When you take another step, you go to 4, 8, 16, and it keeps doubling. And so when suddenly you're standing on the 20th step and you go, wow, look at the view. How did I get up here? I'm a million steps away from where I was. I'm at the top of the ladder already. Because all we're supposed to do is what we can do. Now, we often underestimate what we can do. Fine, you can do more. But depressed because you're not getting there? Who told you to get there? Someone told you to go there? No one asked you to do the impossible. You were asked to do what you can do, which is take one step out of real in the direction of ideal. And then step back and celebrate that step. Don't take that step for granted. That was a big step. You think it's small to take one step out of real? To even recognize your real is already a massive step. Okay, Mezza Hashem, you remind me, there's a very important piece here that's Ma'od Ma'od Chashuv that also takes away the depression, Baruch, is the sugya of acceptance. How do we accept how we are when we're so imperfect? How do we live with ourselves? The simcha, happy, serving Hashem, even though we have so many broken pieces. How do you do that? How do you just accept the real and then just take one step out of real, even though it looks teeny, and celebrate that? How do you do that when these voices calling and telling you, you know, oh, you're such a bum. Is that all you did? It's not anything. Look at the ideal's so far away. How do you actually do that practically? Okay, so that's another discussion. We have to deal with it. That's called acceptance. Metz Hashem next week. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, Zois Chanukah, Yom Kippur, 74 days from Yom Kippur to Zois Chanukah. That's Ad. Bitchu Hashem Ad Day Ad. V'tochen in Hashem ad the 74th day. That's Zois Chanukah. Moedika, Heilige Day, beautiful holy day, and it's on Erev Shabbos as well. So Metz Hashem tomorrow 9:35 Shabbos Malchosa, and next week we'll discuss it. If you remind me, we'll deal with acceptance. Okay. I hope you found it useful, Baruch, because that's where we all trip up. That's where everybody's tripping up is it's just the goal is too big, so we just give up. Or we change the goal and we become apikolsim, or we pretend that we're somewhere where we're not and we become psychotic and yeah, the whole world's running around. They're very confused. No, I'm doing what I have to do because that's all I'm supposed to do. And if it's not my job, I don't worry about it anymore. I say, Lord, I don't open other people's mail. this envelope doesn't have my name on it, so then it's not my job. So what is your job? That little peeny, little tweezy thing? Yeah, that's my job. Not art. To be continued. Shkar for raising that point. Shkar for raising that. Mod chashuv. Mod chashuv.
Thank you so much, Rav.
Thank you.
Take good care. Afreilaka Chanukah.
Amen. Mehilamar.